For millions of people living at or below the poverty line, having a roof over their heads can sometimes feel like a luxury. For many in Haiti, that roof is a tent. There are still a half million Haitians living in the tent cities that sprung up after the 2010 earthquake. And one of the things they need most is light. Two architecture grad students at Columbia University thought the need for light in Haiti's tent cities had been overlooked, so they designed a solution. The World's Clark Boyd has written about this in his new column for the BBC. What did these architecture students come up with, Clark?
Well, they designed something that they call Luminade, and it's an inflatable plastic bag. It's about the size of a small pillow, and in an exterior pocket, they put a solar cell and a rechargeable battery and an LED light. So it's essentially an inflatable, rechargeable solar light, and it has one switch. Off, low and high are the settings, and depending on the sunlight, the battery can charge in about 2 to 3 hours, and it can give light for up to 6 hours. So it's really just an inflatable, portable plastic light.
You know how bright those lights are, say on the low setting or on the high setting, enough to read by, enough to get around by?
Yes, certainly enough to read by and certainly enough to get around by. One of the most interesting features that they put on this device is a handle. They created a handle so that when you inflate it, it can be carried around. And this is because they had heard that in the tent cities, people really wanted something that they could easily take to the latrine at night. That's why they designed the handle into it.
What else is different about it, though, Clark? Because we've heard about things like this before, especially that are given to people after colossal disasters. What's different about this particular light pillow?
Well, one of the things that they've tried to do is because they've designed it out of plastic and because they've made it inflatable, it can be shipped much easier than, say, solar flashlights, solar light bulbs, that kind of thing. So you can pack a lot more of these into a pack. And when you can do that, you can bring the cost down even lower. So just the fact that you can ship a lot of these, they feel, you know, brings the cost down and makes it much easier to move these products into the places that need them.
Any downside to a device like this?
Well, the downside that I always come back to and that I wanted to ask them about is the fact that what happens when this product gives out? Because even under difficult conditions, they think that this product can last for up to 2 years. And I said, well, what happens after that? Does it just end up along the side of the road? Does it end up in landfills? Does it end up being trash? And they said, yes, that's definitely a problem. One of the things that they're looking at is perhaps using some sort of biodegradable plastic that would mitigate what would happen to this after it was thrown out. But the problem there is that the biodegradable plastic is a little bit more expensive right now. So as always, they're trying to do this dance between making a product that's useful, environmentally friendly, but also low cost. And, you know, sometimes that dance is kind of difficult.
The World's Clark Boyd on the small portable solar light called Luminade. Come to theworld.org where we have a link to Clark's column. Thanks, Clark.
You're welcome, Lisa.